Mystic Falls. I was born here. This is my home.
And mine.
And mine.
For centuries, supernatural creatures have lived among us.
There are vampires, werewolves, doppelgangers, witches.
And even hybrids.
She needs human blood, Stefan, from the veins.
If she kills someone, she will crumble.
Shouldn't you be in Mystic Falls killing vampires?
Anybody gets in my way, they're dead. Do I have your attention? Now let's talk about vampires.
Run as fast as you can.
Why are you protecting me?
Cause will kill anyone who knows.
Connor's tattoo is the key to a cure for Elena.
Stay the hell away from my brother. You said you were gonna protect Jeremy. I killed someone. Because you're...
Go on. Say it.
Because you're dead.
Yes, I am. Was that the first time that you've taken a human life?
You're a ghost. It's gotta be... You're a ghost. That's what's happening right now. Jeremy! Jeremy!
Ghost of this.
I can't believe this happened. What am I going to say to him?
Thanks for not ditching the family ring after I drove her crazy. She called Stefan.
I don't want to talk to him. He's been lying to me and hiding things from me. He compelled Jeremy to forget God knows what.
In all fairness, I mean, I think you killing him kind of trumps that. And you should have called Stefan.
I don't trust him right now, Damon.
Hey, P.S. I called Stefan.
What happened? Why didn't you call me?
I need to go upstairs and shower and clean all the blood off my hands.
Welcome back.
How you feeling?
What happened? Long story. Buy the ebook.
Elena?
Hey. Listen, I know you're still upset about yesterday, and I get it, believe me, but just let me help you.
I don't want your help right now, Stefan.
But you'll accept Damon's?
Don't make this about Damon. You've been working with Klaus, doing God knows what, and don't insult me by trying to deny it.
Listen, it's not what you think, okay?
I don't know what to think, but I do know that I don't want to talk to you, and I don't really want to be around you right now.
Please, just...
No. This is my brother's blood on my hands, Stefan. I stabbed him in the neck last night, so forgive me if I'm not in the mood to listen to you try to talk your way out of this.
You're still going? I drank enough last night, and then I slept, which is what you guys should have done.
We're just paying our respects to Dean.
That's great, Chris, but could you pay him at a bar instead?
Don't be mad.
We're celebrating our fallen hybrid friend.
Well, don't let me interrupt.
I didn't know you were here.
Clearly.
No, I just popped round to celebrate Dean's successful retrieval of the vampire hunter.
Yeah.
When I arrived, I learned that not only was Dean unsuccessful, but that Elena killed the hunter.
Well, maybe if you had let Dean use force on Connor instead of sending him in on a suicide mission.
Maybe you should mind your business, Wolf Girl.
What do you care if Connor's dead anyway?
I have my reasons. They've ceased to matter. Cheers.
I brought your stuff. Old laptop, your jersey, the charm bracelet.
Kara, this isn't a good time.
Take it.
Carla.
By the breakup drama unfolding before me, I assume you've met Haley.
All right, come on, let's go.
Just leave them alone. Your talents are needed elsewhere.
For what?
I think you've got more important things to deal with, mate.
You think you bought it?
Oh, I bought it.
Thanks for the heads up that he was here, Haley.
You girls are good liars.
Jeremy go?
School. Bonnie has him volunteering for some occult exhibit.
Or maybe he didn't want to linger in a house where his sister just jammed a knife in his neck.
It's Klaus.
Time to face the music, pay the piper, dance with the devil.
You know, I'm glad you find this amusing. If he finds out I told you about the cure, he'll kill both of us.
Quit avoiding him. I mean, shady. Shady people get outed.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I can't imagine why, what with you ruining all my plans for a hybrid-filled future.
Well, it wouldn't have happened if you hadn't sworn me to secrecy.
Well, life's full of it, Stefan. But let's accentuate the positive, shall we? The hunter was one of five. We'll find another. It may take centuries, but we've got nothing but time, right?
You're using your comm voice today. Who's getting killed?
Not you, if that's what you're worried about. But I am concerned about your beloved. Have the hallucinations started yet?
What do you know, Mother?
I'll tell you. So where are you?
Manor House.
How convenient. So am I. You know, this would all be a lot more civilized if I was just invited inside.
Bad enough I'm out here talking to you. What do you know?
I killed the original five hunters, remember? When one kills a hunter, there's a bit of a consequence.
What kind of consequence?
Hunters were spelled by witches to kill vampires. If you prevent one from fulfilling his destiny, then he'll take you down with him.
What do you mean, Connor's dead?
I mean, Connor's death won't prevent him from making Elena his final vampire kill. She'll need to come with me now. I'll lock her up, keep her away from any sharp wooden objects.
She's not going anywhere with you.
Well, if we leave her alone, she'll take her own life before the day is out.
She's stronger than that.
Is she? Believe me, it's for her own good.
Would you like some? You seem to enjoy it when you drink from me.
I was in myself. I was angry.
Were you yourself when you snapped my neck with your bare hands?
You staked me.
Because you're a monster, and you deserve to die. Admit it.
No! Damon,
decomposition starts in the first 24 hours. I'm rotting in an unmarked grave because of you.
No!
Lena!
Hey, do you see anything on my hand? What if I told you I saw the beginning of a mark like Connor's?
Are you serious?
It showed up after he died. He told me that I was the potential, that that's why I could see his mark.
So what does that make you, like the next chosen one or something?
Hey, guys.
Hey, April. We're gonna let her do the heavy lifting. Got her wandering the hallways with us. Just teasing. I'm the guy who wrangles all the freaky stuff. Atticus Shane. Please call me Shane. I beg you. Thank you guys for helping. I really appreciate it.
Y'all get free admission. It's my free exit.
Why does he look so familiar?
No idea.
Hey, have you guys seen Rebecca? She said she was going to help me look into what caused the explosion at my dad's farm, and then she just...
disappeared, yeah. I know.
You lost her?
Well, lost is a very strong word. We just technically don't know where she is.
I'm more worried about what Klaus said about this hunter's curse.
How does Klaus even know about this?
How does Klaus know anything? Guy's like a billion years old.
He said it was a witch's curse.
You know, if I could do anything to help, I would, but I...
But nothing. Wave your magic wand, hocus pocus, be gone, hunter, ghostess, whatever.
The spirits won't let me do the magic I'd need to break the curse. But I can't ask Shane for help. He knows everything. About everything.
Great. You two do your thing.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get her back.
Let go of me.
Certainly.
I apologize for the lack of windows. It's to preserve the art.
And, of course, to prevent you from taking off your daylight ring and burning yourself to death in the sun.
I'm not going to kill myself. I would never do that.
Oh, but you'll want to. I did. Problem is, I'm immortal.
You went through this?
Yes, I did. For 52 years, 4 months, and 9 days. I was tormented in my dreams. By every waking moment. Relentless, never-ending torture. It was the only period of my life when I actually felt time.
So you knew that this would happen if Connor died? That's why you got involved. Did Stefan know too?
All he knew was that the hunter had to be kept alive. You should have listened to him when he said he had it covered, love.
What else does Stefan know?
Well, that's one of life's little mysteries, isn't it?
How did you make it stop?
I didn't. Eventually, it just stopped. Hallucinations tend to appear in strange forms. Don't say I didn't warn you.
He's got Elena. I need Tyler to get the other hybrids away so I can get her out. I know I'm probably asking the impossible, but...
Actually, you're not.
Haley is the one that helped me break the sire bond. She showed me what to do, how to help. When she showed up here, I thought it was just coincidence. But it turns out she's been helping one of them, her friend Chris. And she came to help us get the rest of them out from under Klaus.
So, are you telling me that Chris isn't sired anymore?
That's exactly what he's telling you.
Clothes. Toothbrush. I said you're going to be here until he figures out where to put you.
Just please go away.
I can't. I'm going to be with you forever. Constant reminder of what you've become.
So tell me, how did it feel to drain the life out of me?
It was horrible. It was the worst thing that I've ever done.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Tell the truth.
I am telling the truth.
You're lying.
Fine. I liked it. I love the taste of your blood. Are you happy?
I'm not happy, Elena. I'm dead. But you had a family. A brother. Parents.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Are you sorry about your parents? It's your fault they died.
Don't.
They ran off Rickery Bridge with you in the car, but they weren't supposed to be there, were they? They died because of you. And I'm not gonna stop until you've taken your last miserable breath.
I'm not gonna let you do this to me.
And get rid of me. Kill yourself. You never wanted to be a vampire in the first place. Now look at what you've become. You're a monster. And you deserve to die. You don't listen to me? Fine.
And how about you and I have a little chat? Catherine? Do you miss me?
You're looking at what people believe to be the world's first tombstone. This item was donated to Whitmore College last month.
Oh, I just remembered how I know him.
Discovered
through my dad.
That guy knew your dad.
Yeah, he taught a theology seminar at Whitmore last year.
That belonged to a very powerful witch. A witch so powerful, in fact, that Silas, that was his name, created a spell that would grant him immortality. Now, legend says that Silas did the spell with the help of a lady witch who loved him, a woman named Ketsia. Sadly for Ketsia, Silas wanted to give immortality to another woman. So Ketsia killed her and buried Silas alive, leaving him powerless, immortal, and alone. This might actually be the origin story of hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
You got this?
Yeah. I'll bring him to you.
Now, it's said that Silas wants to rise again, regain his power, wreak havoc on the world. Maybe we should be afraid. Or maybe it's all a bunch of crap and this is just an old rock. All right, listen. Enjoy exploring the exhibit. I'll be around to answer any questions. Thank you for coming. Hey, you made it.
Nice cautionary tale. See, it sounds like a badass.
Nothing compared to Silas.
Don't you ever stop crying. Poor Elena, always the victim. Except, now you're a killer. What does Stefan think of the new you? Shut up. The girl he fell in love with is gone, you know. You're like me now. Maybe worse. I made a mistake. I can do better. No, you can't. You're a vampire. You'll kill again. It'll change you, and it'll keep changing you until you're just like me. I am nothing like you. I was you before you even existed. And when Stefan knew the real me, he hated me. And I was gonna hate you too. Well, at least you still have Damon. Shut up!
Missing all the adventure, pal.
Shane, this is my friend Damon. He's kind of an expert on this stuff, too.
I audited your class. Very enlightening.
That's right, I remember you. What's your specialty?
The origin of species.
No. I think Darwin would arm wrestle you for that distinction.
Not that species.
You're into the monster stuff. All right, awesome.
I was kind of hoping you might have stumbled upon this at some point. Maybe.
This is the Hunter's Mark. Where did you get this?
Came to me in a dream. Do you ever think about the hunter's curse?
Why, you got a dead hunter in the trunk of your car or something?
Metaphorically speaking.
Legend says that if a hunter is killed by that which it hunts, then that person will be cursed to walk the earth in torment until...
Until
a new hunter is awakened and their legacy is passed on. They're called potentials. Listen, I have a bunch of research on it. Why don't I go grab it for you?
That'd be great.
Hey, thanks.
How are we supposed to find a potential hunter?
Yeah, about that. Little Gilbert, your services are needed.
Thanks for meeting us. Yeah, look, make it fast. Klaus will be back soon.
No, he won't.
This looks pretty good considering your hybrid got blown up in it.
Caroline, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I want you to give Elena back.
They sent you to sweet talk me. Well, good form, but I'm afraid I can't do it.
Why not?
She needs my help. Look, I'm not going to burden you with the gory details. I know you have enough on your plate already.
That's none of your business, actually.
Yes. Well, just know that if Tyler was still sire to me, he never would have hurt you. I wouldn't have let him. Can I at least offer you a drink?
Yeah. Thanks.
All you need to do is get me access to Elena, and I'll take it from there.
Please, man. Help us, and then you can disappear. You'll be free.
Yeah, until Klaus sends one of his other hybrids after me.
Haley and I got your back. We'll make sure nothing happens.
You were such a good girl when you were human. Always willing to sacrifice yourself for your friends. Except, weren't they usually the ones that ended up getting hurt? I never wanted that. Bonnie lost her Grams because of you. Her mom was turned into a vampire because of you. You know, she probably secretly hates you. Did you ever think of that? I bet she'd be relieved if you were gone. I'm not going to kill myself. Why not? Your very existence brings people nothing but pain. I mean, maybe it was worth it when you were worth it. But you're nothing now. You're a monster, Elena. You deserve to die.
Klaus said you two have to go with Tyler.
Why?
Something about his girl, Caroline. I'll take over here.
Any of this stuff about Jeremy.
The witch who loses her powers gets left out of the important conversations.
Is everything okay? Is it Elena?
We figured out how to help her. You need to kill a vampire.
Oh, great. Give me a stick. I'll kill Damon right now.
Easy, Van Helsing. We'll get you one. Don't worry.
Before you do this, you need to know what you're getting yourself into.
You can rest easy, brother. We figured out how to solve our little Elena problem.
Yeah, well, now we have a big one. I lost her.
What? Again?
She's in bad shape. I tried to help her, but she attacked me.
Listen, you go find her, all right? Talk her down and she'll listen to you. Just tell me what I need to do to end this.
So here's the thing. I didn't just come here to try to get you to release Elena.
You don't say.
I came here to distract you so that Stefan could go to your house and break her out, which he did. And don't get mad, but then he lost her. Klaus?
Caroline,
You're beautiful, but if you don't stop talking, I will kill you.
They figured out how to stop the hallucinations.
Okay. You have 10 seconds to tell me.
I was ready to die.
You monster.
You kill again. I can't be a vampire.
Are you ready to die yet? You know it's the only way out of this.
You can't take back what you did. It can never be undone. You're a monster. You deserve to die. Okay, sweetie. Mom? I know what you're going through. It's okay. This bridge is where your life should have ended. Not just once, but twice. You were ready to die, remember? Do. Yes, you do, honey. You know exactly what to do. That's right. The sun will come up and this will all be over. It's the right thing to do, Elena. You know it is. Admit it. Because I'm a monster. I deserve to die. Jeremy?
Jeremy is better off without you. Don't you see that?
But, Mom, he won't have anyone.
He'll have you. He'll be a ghost who helps him, not a monster who hurts him.
You're right. I'm sorry. Mommy, I didn't mean to disappoint you.
You didn't. You were everything I ever wanted you to be. But you died. And you were supposed to stay dead.
Elena.
David? How did you find me?
It didn't take a genius to figure it out. Third time's a charm.
You're right, Damon. Vampires kill people. And Stefan was right, too. I can't live with myself.
Look at you. Being all glasses half empty. Let's just go talk about this before we do something stupid, okay?
The sun will be up soon. It's almost over.
Where's your ring? Where's your ring, Elena?
You're doing a good thing, Chris.
Yeah, well, let's see how fast a good thing can get me out of town.
Call me when you're safe, okay?
Going somewhere.
When I said don't let her out of your sight, what did you think I meant?
It's not his fault. It's mine. I was distracting her. It's my fault she got away.
Then maybe you should be the one to die for it.
No one has to die!
Did I not say mind your business?
Tyler's covering for me. I'm the one that let her go. No. You want someone dead? Go ahead. Kill me. I'd rather die anyway than end up as one of your sire little bitches.
Oh, tempt me, little wolf. Your existence is to serve me. To please me. Do you understand?
I'm sorry. I won't fail you again.
No, you won't. Get out of here.
We need to get you inside.
It's almost time.
What you're going through is a curse. We know how to break it, but we just have to get you inside.
Don't let him stop you. I know you want to, but you can't. Don't.
Damn it, Elena. What the hell, man?
I'm sorry.
Fish it out of the river for you.
Little tip.
Vampires hate to swim. How are you feeling?
My head's clear. I can remember everything, but not like I lived it, like it was a really bad dream. You saved me. Thank you.
Well, you know what they say about teenage suicide. Don't do it.
I just can't believe that I...
You want yourself.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for you...
I'm about to take a very... high and annoying road. And tell you something. Because I know that you think Stefan's been lying to you. Which, yeah, he has. But this rough patch that you two have been going through is not what you think. Everything that he's been doing for you. To help you. And after he kills me for telling you this, I want you to throw my ashes off a wickery bridge, okay? There may be a way out of this for you, Elena. There may be a cure.
Tyler.
It's just us.
Paying our respects to Chris.
We didn't have a choice.
I told him we had his back. I told him if he helped us, he'd be free.
But we needed to help our friend.
Yeah, we helped our friend by handing over another friend.
And Chris wasn't...
Chris was a friend, Caroline. He's like me. He's part of my pack. All he wanted to do was be inspired by that disgusting piece of...
Tyler...
How did you even get Klaus to agree to give up one of his hybrids?
I agreed to go on a date with him. I thought that it might help keep up the ruse between you and Haley. What the hell is going on?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just celebrating the life of a fallen hybrid friend.
Bourbon.
Take that too.
Still saving the spot for Mr. Saltzman, huh?
Sam in market for a new drinking buddy?
You're not qualified.
I know that you don't like me. But I dug up some stuff about the explosion at the Young Farm that I kind of need to tell someone about. So April mentioned that her dad knew that Professor Shane guy, which wouldn't be creepy, except he had all that info about the Hunter's Curse. And we live in a town where, you know, anybody who knows stuff is creepy until proven otherwise.
You're on the verge of impressing me. Drive it on.
I got the sheriff to dig up the pastor's phone records. It turns out he made like a call a day to the same number the last month he was alive. And on the day that the council got blown up at the farm, he called it 10 times. The office of Professor Atticus Shane.
Did your friend, Damon, did he get everything he was looking for in my files?
Yeah, thanks. I have to ask, how do you know all this stuff?
Bonnie, look, I've been around the world. 10 times over, I've studied every supernatural creature known to man. And for the record, witches are hands down the most powerful, so I'm in your corner all the way and your biggest ally. But let me just say one thing. When you're a new hunter, and I know you have one, when he completes his mark, you're going to want to come to me. Because I'm going to be the only one who can help. Trust me on that, okay? The only one.
I'm sorry that I stabbed you.
That's all right. I probably deserved it. So, Damon told me that he clued you in.
You didn't kill him, did you?
Nah, screw all that sort of secrets. We all want the same thing. We just have to work together for it.
Stefan, why did you send Damon to come look for me instead of you?
I sent him because lately it seems like he's able to get through to you in ways that I can't. You listen to him. You trust him. Even when you can't trust me.
I didn't mean to not.
Why, Lena? I mean, after everything that we've been through, you can admit it.
So strong for me, helping me, fighting for that girl that chose you, the girl that I was when I died on the bridge. And I love you so much for wanting to find this cure, because I'd like nothing more than to get her back. Because the girl that she's become, that I've become, is different. Somehow. Darker. Who I am. What I want.
What you want. Or who you want.
Something's changed between Damon and me. Much more than it ever used to be. It's like everything that I felt for him before I was a vampire.
It's been magnified. Your feelings for him have been magnified.
Sorry. I don't want to lie to you.
You know, before when I was the Ripper, I understood why you cared for him. I mean, I practically drove you to it. But now... I can't do this, Elena. Not anymore.